Greetings, friends, and welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. My name is John Lovering, and it's my pleasure to share my passion for old-time radio with you. In light of the recent PBS debut of Ken Burns' country music documentary film, on this track you can hear a rebroadcast of the October 17, 1942, National Barn Dance program direct from the stage of the Civic Theater and station WLS in Chicago, Illinois. This half-hour country western music and comedy program was originally broadcast in 1924 on WLS, which was a powerful 50,000-watt station that could be picked up over a large area of the United States and Canada. It was referred to as the Clear Channel radio station. There were several of them in the country. By 1933, it could be heard on 60 NBC-affiliated stations. The stage from the theater was transformed into a hayloft every Saturday night, and for many years, Joe Kelly hosted the program of regularly featured and guest performers. Pat Barrett played Uncle Ezra, who always said, "Give me a toot on the tooter, Tommy," just before we'd go into a clippity-clop dance step. Luther Ossiebrink was Arky, the Arkansas woodchopper, and Hoyt Allen played Pokey Martin. Also heard on the long-running program, and it was on the air until 1960, so it had a 36-year run, which is incredible. There was the group known as the Hoosier Hotshots, the Prairie Ramblers, Cowgirl Patsy Montana, Lulabelle Cooper and Scotty Wiseman, the Wisconsin Honeybees, Vern, Lee, and Mary, comedian Pat Buttram, and many, many more early country western stars. Eddie Peabody, the Banjo King, is heard on this track, as are the Dinning Sisters, Ginger, Jean, and Lou. The songs and comedy skits are interrupted by the sponsor, Alka-Seltzer, and some government notices about turning in metal that would be made into armaments and ammunition to fight the Axis powers of Germany, Japan, and Italy. Remember, this show was aired in 1942, not even 1 year into the Second World War. So, here is the National Barn Dance from WLS Chicago, October 17, 1942, on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I thank you for listening.
Alka-Seltzer for headaches.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for muscular aches and pains.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
Everywhere, how's Mother and Dad and the whole family? Yes, it's sweet cider time, all right, folks. So get ready for an extra helping of cider time songs, dances, and good old fiddle tunes as your Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance Gang gets going with an old-fashioned husk and bee here in the old WLS hayloft. Yes, sirree. All hands are busy husking those golden ears of corn, and you know what we're waiting for.
Oh, look, Hezzy found a red ear, Joe.
Uh-oh, that's it. Good for Hezzy. You know the husk and bee rules, folks. The fellow who finds a red ear of corn kisses his girl. But start those old fiddles, boys. We'll see the next lucky one right after we invite the folks to join in the fun.
How'd you like to see a huskin' bee, huskin' bee, huskin' bee? If you're out for fun, by Jiminy, come with me. All the folks in town are coming down, coming down, coming down. Come and join the barn dance, everything is free. Hurry along and come with me. Come along and let's make merry down at the huskin' bee. Applejack and good blackberry, we'll have a jamboree. Don't you hear the fiddles ringing? Big time for you and me. Come along with me to Uncle Josh. We'll have lots of fun with us down at the huskin' bee.
Bow to the right, bow to the tight. Swing her around, bow to the ground.
Don't you hear the fiddles ringing? Big time for you and me. Come along with me to Uncle Josh. We'll have lots of fun with us down at the huskin' bee.
Well, I can see that we've all got the Huskin' Bee in our bonnets tonight, folks.
Say, listen, Joe, there's something mighty funny going on here tonight.
Something funny, Lulabelle?
Yeah, I'll say so. Hezzy's red ear of corn wasn't really red at all. Somebody put red paint on it.
I see. Somebody's going to make sure he gets his kisses all right.
Yeah, but we got a surer way, Joe. You know, when the whistle blows...
Yep, I know. Everybody kiss your partner. Well, come on, boys and girls, and put plenty of whistles in it, Arky. Here we go.
Dance around the floor with someone you adore. And when the whistle blows, everybody kiss your partner. Hold her tight and sway. Don't let her get away. And when the whistle blows, everybody kiss your partner. Hug her, squeeze her. If you want to please her, kiss her, mister. Oh, take a step and swing. You'll hear the angels sing. And when the whistle blows, everybody kiss your partner.
Me, oh, me. Yes, sir. Our Huskin' Bee is a regular kissing bee, folks.
Now, come on, Arky. Give us the lowdown on a hold-down now. Get it going.
Right, Lulabelle, and call it off Golden Bantam style, Arky. Come
all
on.
All right, Joe. Dance, yank, swing around. Uh-oh. I see Frank Fitzsimmons out there on the floor. Everybody dance, swing around now.
Friends, you owe it to yourself and to your country to do everything possible to avoid colds this winter, because statistics show that colds are the worst and costliest work stoppers known. So be on your guard. Avoid colds if you can, and if you can't, then let Alka-Seltzer help you to prompt relief for much of your discomfort. You'll really welcome the comforting relief Alka-Seltzer offers for that dull, achy feeling of a cold. You'll want to use it as a gargle, too, if a sore throat is a part of your cold misery. Now, of course, in addition to taking Alka-Seltzer, you'll want to take other common sense precautions. Get more rest than usual. Eat sensibly. Dress wisely. Get ample vitamins daily. But don't forget the Alka-Seltzer, because that's the thing that can make such a difference in the way you feel, and it can do it in a hurry. Remember then, next time you catch cold, ask your druggist for modern effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets. He has them in 30 and 60 cent size packages.
Arky!
Yeah?
Oh, Earl Tucker's really swinging them around the corner tonight.
He's going down. That's it, kid. Swing around. All of them are.
Old Fritz ain't doing bad.
No, he's... Swing's all right, too. On the left, he's Johnny, and me to a smile. Brown, it ain't funny to my old dad. Kid, kid, swing around. On the left, like he's Johnny, kid, right, Johnny, right. And left, it's you, but a whistle is out left. Be Johnny wants an egg. Meet your little honey, meet with a smile. Come and eat it, and come and eat it up. You know where, and I don't care. Take honey that easy, kid.
Now, that was going to town four hands around, I'd say. Say, Lulabelle, did anybody find another red ear of corn?
No, darn it.
Well, never mind. I know who can make that old Indiana corn pop like nobody's business. And here they are, folks. Hezzy, Kenny, Frank, and Gaby, the Hoosier Hot Shots.
Are you ready, Hezekiah?
Around down in the barn of Farmer Brown. Come along, Hiram. Come along, Bill. Gosh, we won't get home until the wee small hours of the morn.
Hey, at the Reuben Tango, Huskin' B. Jiminy, by cracky, Johnny, get your hair cut.
2 bits.
Bring along a pair of tango shoes. Let the turkeys be forgotten. We'll do all the turkey trotting. Lock the hens and roosters in a barn. There'll be broilers pretty coming from the city. Farmer Brown came from town, brought a load of chickens down to dance at the Reuben Tango Huskin' B. Chickens down to dance at the Reuben Tango Huskin' B.
Husking Hoosier Hot Shots. Yes, sir. But now then, we all want to find some... Uh-oh. More corn, folks. Yep. Here comes that Alabama colonel right off the cob, Pat Buttram.
Well, hello, Jody. You're having a big husking party, I see.
Yes, sirree, Pat, my boy. Say, what was all that commotion about?
Oh, huh? Somebody just found some red ears of corn.
Oh, they found some red ears, eh?
Yeah, 2 bushels of red ears.
Mm.
Yeah, the paint ain't dry on them yet, either.
Oh, it's true, then. Someone here actually painted those ears of corn red just so they could kiss a girl.
Yeah, that was sure a dirty trick, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
So. Yes. I'm ashamed of myself.
But what?
I mean...
Now, listen, Pat. Couldn't you find any genuine red ears so you'd get to kiss a girl?
Well, Joe, I got 2 genuine red ears, but no kisses.
2 red ears? Where are they?
Hey, right here on my head. My girl boxed both of them for me.
Oh, boy.
But say, Joe, you ought to have seen Frankie Gluepot at our Huskin' Bee down in Winston County last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, he brung a new girl, and he sure is crazy about her, too. But, you know, she don't seem to care for him so much.
She don't, eh?
No. In fact, he calls her Stalingrad.
Stalingrad?
Yes.
Why?
Because she just won't fall, Joe.
Now, wait a minute.
Just to show you, Joe, at our Huskin' Bee, Frankie found a red ear of corn. He tried to kiss his girl, and she wouldn't let him. I kissed her, though.
Now, wait a minute, Pat. Do you mean to say that you kissed Frankie's girl right under his nose?
Well, no, I kissed her under her nose.
Oh.
Well, Jody, I tell you, I got to get going. I got to get back to Winston County and help out with the scrap metal drive we're having.
Scrap metal drive?
Yeah.
Well, say, Pat, you're certainly doing your part.
Yeah.
Last week you gave your spurs, and what are you giving this week?
Well, nothing, Joe. I just ain't got no more scrap metal left. But Uncle Herkimer, he's giving something. He's turning in his wife. Ain't Effie.
Wait a minute. Do you mean Uncle Herkimer is donating his wife to the scrap metal drive?
Well, Joe, I heard him say yesterday. Heard him say he had an old battle axe up at the house. He was going to turn
it. Oh, get out of All right, Golden Bantam Buttram. But say, folks, how about a good old Huskin' Bee ditty from the Belle of the Barn Dance, Lula Belle and her best Bo Scotty, huh?
Thank you, folks. Get Daffy, Pappy. Come on.
Here we go.
Everybody has a wish.
weakness for the funniest things. Some like ketchup in their soup.
Some like pheasant wings.
Now, I'm no different from the rest.
Well, I've got a weakness, too.
Now, here is what I like the best.
Is that so?
I'm a-telling you, I'm Daffy.
She's Daffy.
I'm Daffy over Taffy. That's the way to win my heart. Now, if you would be a dandy, then bid me last as candy.
I'll stick with you from the start.
You better. I'm Daffy. I'm Daffy.
Daffy.
I'm Daffy over Taffy.
Daffy, Taffy, Taffy, Daffy,
do, doodly-doo. Something makes me wistful when I've got a fistful pulling Daffy Taffy with you. Chewing,
chawing,
pulling,
pawing
is the best of fun. In the kitchen, around that oven,
loving till it's done.
Years ago, it was the fashion in that golden age. And when Ma and Pa were mashing, Taffy was the rage. I'm Daffy.
She's Daffy.
He's Daffy.
I'm Daffy.
We're Daffy over Taffy. That's the way to win my heart. Now, if you would be a dandy, then give me that lasses candy.
I'll stick with you from the start.
Oh, will you? I'm Daffy.
She's Daffy.
He's Daffy.
I'm Daffy.
We're Daffy over Taffy.
Daffy, Taffy, Taffy, Daffy,
do, doodly-doo. Now we're two birds of a feather.
Why can't we stick together?
Right. Pulling Daffy Taffy with you. Pulling Daffy Taffy with you. That's it.
Well, be sure to save me a stick of that taffy, Little Bell and Scotty. But get ready now for some real Husk-N-Bee harmony, folks. For Indian summer beckons with that Indian love call and the fluttering fingers of our own Eddie Peabody, the Banjo King.
Folks, and now another good old favorite of the Bond Dance at Sundown. And here we go, Glenn. Thank you.
your old banjo left us right in the mood of that Indian summer sunset, Eddie Peabody. So let's see what these three pretty little papooses have for us. Folks, the Dinning Sisters.
Indian sons and Indian daughters kept a rendezvous. On the shores of sky blue waters, this is how they'd woo. Oompa, oompa, ugh. Oompa, oompa, ugh. Gilly, 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 gilly. Watch, 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 watch. Hey, you can come, kawa. Hey, yama, chama. Hey, chama, pali, wama. Gilly, 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 gilly. Watch, 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 watch. Hey, you can come, kawa. Hey, yama, chama. Hey, chama, pali, wama. Engine boy, love engine maid. Sitting bull was her father. Every time the coast was clear, she'd yell,
hiya, Watha.
Gilly, 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 gilly. Watch, 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 watch. Hey, you can come, kawa. Hey, yama, chama, hey, chama, pali, wama. Hey, yama, chama, hey, chama, pali, wama.
Tanda, Wanda, Anaconda, Kokomo. Tuscaloosa, Shenandoah, Pueblo. Shawnee, Nina. Hey, you can have chama, pali, wama, ugh. Gilly, 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 watch, 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 watch. Hey, you can come, kawa. Hey, yama, chama, hey, chama, pali, wama. Gilly, 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 watch, 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 watch. Hey, you can come, kawa. Hey, yama, chama, hey, chama, pali, wama. Engine boy, love engine maid, sing, boo was her father. Every time the coast was clear, she'd yell, hi, hi, wapa. Gilly, 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 watch, 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 watch. Hey, you can come, kawa, hey, yama. Gonna make a reservation on Indian reservation. So I can keely, 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 keely all day long.
Well, you win all the wampum, Dinning Sisters. And now, folks, here's a word from Jack Holden.
I wonder, friends, are you one of the thousands upon thousands of folks in this country who are enjoying ill health? No, no, I don't mean that you're actually sick, but you don't feel quite up to par. You may lack pep, your nerves may be jumpy, or you may be having digestive disturbances.
Why, Mr. Holden, that pretty well describes the way my husband feels much of the time. What do you suppose might be the matter?
Well, there are several possible causes, madam, but the fact still remains that it may easily be due to a lack of sufficient B vitamins, a most common cause of these disturbances.
No, that couldn't be. I'm a good cook, if I do say so myself, and I'm positive he's getting enough vitamins.
Oh, I'm sure you're a good cook. But if your husband is like most folks, he eats what he likes rather than what's good for him.
Yes, come to think of it, he does.
So if I were you, madam, I'd supplement his daily diet with one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets.
Well, why one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets?
Well, there are many reasons. Now, first of all, unit for unit, you can't buy a better B complex vitamin product at any price. Second, one-a-day vitamin B complex tablets are mighty convenient to take. By taking just one tablet once a day, a person can be sure he's getting his full minimum daily supply of all the B vitamins whose requirements have been established.
My, that is convenient. Just one tablet once a day. But how expensive is it?
One-a-day B-complex tablets are not expensive. In fact, they only cost a little more than 17 cents a week if you buy the large economy-size package of 90 tablets.
Oh, that is reasonable. I'm going to get a package for my husband the very first thing next week. I think I'll take them, too.
Well, I was just going to suggest that because everybody should have the B vitamins every day. And say, lady, your druggist has another fine vitamin product made by the Miles Laboratories. Better ask him for a package of one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets, too. Remember, the brand with the big one on the package is the one to buy.
Thank you, Jack. Well, our Hayloft Husk and Beef Party goes right along, folks, with sweet cider, donuts, hot coffee. We... Here, hey, here, here. What goes on at the refreshment table? Hey, Gaby, what's the matter with Hezzy?
Oh, plenty, Joe. You know, Hezzy ain't got no manners.
No manners?
Terrible.
What's wrong?
I know. You know, I told him, Joe.
Yeah?
It ain't polite to cool your coffee by blowing on it.
No?
Heck no. Fan it with your hat. Oh.
Why, well, sure. We're in for a lesson in etiquette, all right, I guess, folks. From those four Epicurean Emily Poe's, the Hoosier Hot Dogs.
Oh, hear what he said about us.
That's good. That's good.
Gentlemen? Oh, thank you, gentlemen. I'm glad to know that. Now, I'm the guy that wrote the book on etiquette.
You are?
And I know how your vittles should be at.
Well, dish it out.
Now, I have written this little book about mistakes I've saw.
Uh-huh.
Take them down and don't forget what I say is law. Now, always mix your peas with your potatoes.
Then you got hash.
This makes eating with your knife a sure cinch.
Yes.
When somebody asks for bread, grab several in your mitt, see? Deal them out like you were a dealing flinch.
Well, then you got pinochle.
Always wear your grapefruit when eating your goggles.
Hold your shots.
Many other pointers I could mention.
Mention.
For any means of fish or pork, always gesture with your fork.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now, always leave your spoon up in your coffee.
Oh, that's wrong.
Starting with your soup first, sound your A. Now, the napkins are to catch the food what bounces off of the knife. Tuck the napkin in so it's going to stay there.
Rah, 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 rah.
Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers I could bring up, gentlemen.
Mention.
Always gesture with your fork. Friday, fish or pork.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
You're welcome, Hoosier Hot Shots. But come on now, folks, let's all get together for a good old Huskanbee song and a serenade to sweet cider time.
By the mill where they make sweet cider, I made sweet love to you. The mill wheel was turning as I sat there yearning for one kiss, the sweetest I knew. On the hill from the old town chapel, those evening bells would chime. I'll always remember that golden November, sweet cider time when you were mine.
By the mill, I make sweet love to you.
Sweet love to you.
Mill wheel was turning as I sat there yearning for one kiss, the sweetest
like this.
I knew on the hill.
On the hill from the old town chapel, those evening bells would chime. I'll always remember that golden
time when you were mine.
If you pride yourself on knowing a good thing when you find it, then get acquainted with Alka-Seltzer and the fast twofold relief it offers for occasional acid indigestion, distress after meals, and heartburn. You see, Alka-Seltzer does more than simply reduce excess gastric acidity. It also helps to relieve that full, uncomfortable, stuffy feeling as well. Try it. Remember to take Alka-Seltzer whenever your stomach kicks over the traces. You can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores by the package and the glass.
Say, folks, how would you like to send your personal message to the Axis? Well, you can. Those old scrap metal trinkets and gadgets of yours can reach our enemies in the form of bombs and bullets. Our fighting lads will see that they are delivered COD. By the way, friends, plan to be with us next Saturday night when we present a program especially dedicated to our boys in the armed services. Besides being sent by shortwave to the American forces throughout the world, this program will also be recorded and records sent to all our overseas service units.
One more time, the same old thing, folks, he's out the red ring. All wet up and glittering, day to go right, yes, go wrong, let me see, honey, and then we go there, honey, please, those dear partners.
Until next Saturday night, then, friends, this is Joe Kelly saying good night and good health to you all for Alka-Seltzer.
The Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance has come to you from the stage of the Civic Theater and station WLS in Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for your visit. Good day.